All right, we have been teaching on understanding people so you can get along with them. I'm going to wrap it up a year from now. No, it won't be a year. I'll put them all together. I said all controversy, not all, but most controversy starts with outward things, things people can see. You move somebody's flowers, they're going to get mad. If you don't move them, you don't have any problem. And people find certain things that are important that are outward, and that's where people get upset. Secondly, people have religious beliefs that they attach to outward things. Remember the one I said that you could build a fellowship hall? The other one said you can't build a fellowship hall. And both of them was based on religious belief. And then we said last week that we generally disagree as Christians. We believe differently. We practice different. We have different callings, and pastors are different. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay to go to your church and not go to my church. There's nothing wrong with that. Billy Graham and Jerry Falwell are not the same men. They did differently. I don't know if they could have worked together, and it wasn't nothing, anything to their Christianity. It's just the fact they're called differently. Now, tonight, we want to look at something a little different. And you may or may not like this. We'll see. I won't get very far, probably. Let me get my watch out this time. I got long-winded last week, and boy, I got so many emails. No, I didn't get any. I ain't got to worry. Most of you don't send emails, so it's no big deal. Bible says, but be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is likened to a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man or person he was. The natural face is what you really look like. You can't, I mean, I guess you can do surgery and stuff, but you're stuck with it. When I look in the mirror the first thing in the morning, my hair is not nicely combed and I don't look very good. And then when I comb it and did it already, I still probably don't look very good. But that's my natural face. That's what I really look like. Manner of person you are is the kind of person you are as to your nature, who you are. We're all a certain kind of person. We not only have different beliefs, but we also have different ways that we're different. We're not the same kind of people. We look into God's word and it shows us who we really are. And not everybody wants to do that. Everybody wants to really know who they really are. We'd rather picture it up and make ourselves look better and make everybody else look bad. But there is a naturalness to us. I think we come pre-programmed at birth to have certain strengths which make up our gifts and abilities, but also certain weaknesses within our humanity and our flesh. We're made in the image of God, which gives us our abilities and talents, but we also are fallen creations, which causes sin to live in us. But I think we come pre-programmed. Now, you can train a child, you can teach a child, and they will grow up and be a certain kind of person, but they are still themselves. They are still who they are. We come pre-programmed. If you don't think so, watch children. They are a certain way. The answer is not some supernatural work that removes them, but a working of the Holy Spirit to put it to death and work against it. A lot of people think that there's going to be this supernatural move of the Spirit that will lift me above and all beyond things, and I won't struggle anymore. Sorry, there's no such thing. The Bible does not teach. In Romans 6, it teaches that we are in Christ and we are to put to death the flesh. Now, that doesn't mean the Lord doesn't work and help us drop some things, but we have certain tendencies, and the answer is to put them to death, to say no to them. We tend to judge people comparing our strengths against their weaknesses. You know, we can look at somebody and say, I can't believe they're that way. Well, we don't have any trouble in that area. We're strong in that area. And we tend to judge people where they're weak. Secondly, We ignore our weaknesses compared to other strengths. You may be strong in an area and don't struggle with that area. And you could look down on somebody and say, I can't believe that. I'm not talking about immorality and wickedness. I'm just talking about the essence of your person. But at the same time, you have weaknesses that if we did a little comparison, you'd find out that all of us are not perfect. And all we need to do is ask the mate and find out, or your close friends and find out who's not really perfect. We all have strengths and weaknesses. We do not understand people and their makeup and accept them as they are and extend grace to them. It's very important in understanding people to understand what makes people tick and to then extend grace to them. Because everyone needs grace. I need grace. You need grace. There is a difference between a person with evil intent and their behavior. I've always distinguished between the two. And what do you mean by evil intent? I don't mean wickedness necessarily. I just mean they're just some people I wouldn't trust with a 10-foot pole. Their behavior, their conduct, I don't trust them. I really don't trust them. They're the kind of people that, you know, sometimes someone will just tell you to your face and hurt your feelings. Well, there's some people that won't tell you to your face. They'll go out and tell everybody else about you behind your back. That's people I'm not sure about. And so I make a difference. Remember we said inward and outward. There's some people who don't have your best interest at heart. There's just some people that are just sorry. And you got to be careful. But that's not what I'm talking about. And there is a difference between a person who loves the Lord, the church, morals, and has just not conquered their natural tendencies yet. There is a difference between a person whose intent is for your harm and a person who really does love the Lord and wants to live right, but because of their humanity may fall short of that. There are many people in the past... that some folks didn't get along with. I had no problem with them because I understood them. I understood that mass majority of them, there was no evil intent. Now, their actions might have acted ugly, but there was no evil intent. There was nothing wrong. They had a reason for what they were doing, and I understood that and didn't get all bent out of joint over it. I hope you can understand the difference. See, I have weaknesses. I have things that no matter how hard I try, it's a struggle within my humanity. It's like, this is the worst illustration, but I think of a car that I tried to balance the front and everything and align the wheels. It didn't make any difference. That thing would always lean to the right, no matter what I did. And I had to always keep it and pull it to make sure we wouldn't go off the road. There's just some things I'm good at, and there's some things I'm not good at, and you don't want me near it. And no matter praying and being spirit-filled and having God do mighty things, there's just some things I can't do. And there's some things as a person I struggle with that others don't, and you may struggle with some things that others don't. We all have strengths and weaknesses. You say, well, preacher, I don't have any. Well, I'll pray for you. You have deceived yourself. You have deceived yourself. We have strengths with weaknesses, and there are some things difficult for us that are not with others. And oftentimes what we do is we say, get up. Perk up, fella. What's your trouble? Perk up. You don't understand that because of our humanity, we as individuals, if you understand, and part of it's personality, if you understand, people generally struggle in an area. It's difficult for them. And it may not be difficult for you, but I'll guarantee you they shine in another area where it's difficult to you. And one of the things that I've learned in the Christian faith is to distinguish between evil intent and when a person just generally hasn't conquered themselves. Now, I'm going to give you some examples. Don't go, I know who that is. And when it's over with, preacher, that was you, wasn't it? No, don't do that now. This may hit you, it may not hit you. You may like it, may not like it. I don't know. Speech. Some people are repetitious. They retell stories and incidents to entertain you without realizing they've already told the story several times before and they're constantly needing something to say. My son says, I can't stand for a quiet moment. And if ain't nobody talking, I'm going to start talking. Got to do it. Some people are forgetful. Lack of memory, which is usually tied to a lack of discipline and bothering not to mentally record things that are not fun. Some people like fun. Did you ever think that? No, that wasn't fun. I didn't record that. No big difference to me. Some people interrupt. A person who is more of a talker than a listener who starts speaking without even realizing someone else is already speaking. That's just tacky, preacher. No, it's not. Well, I mean, it might be tacky, but that person is wired a certain way. Some people don't talk at all. Some people talk a lot. It's all right. No big deal. Some are talkative, an entertaining, compulsive talker who finds it difficult to listen. You know, there are some folks that will listen, who will wait while you're talking and wait for you to take a breath. Good. Oh, and they will jump in with their story. Now, if that's you, now watch out now. That's okay. Somebody's got to talk. I got to stand up here and talk for 30 minutes. Somebody's got to talk. That's okay. Some people are frank. They're straightforward, outspoken, and they don't mind telling you exactly what they think. They don't call any names. But there's some people like that. And you could get your feelings hurt unless you understand that's the way that person is. Now, God's grace may have to help them to rein it in a little bit, just like I'll have to rein in some of my things, but that's who they are. As I was talking to someone recently, I'd rather somebody just tell me to my face than go talk behind my back. There's a couple of folks in the past I never had to worry about them going to tell anybody else because they'd come tell me. I didn't like what you did. Oh, good. There's some people just plain frank. Some are argumentative. They incite arguments generally because they're right no matter what the situation may be. Now, I know you know nobody like that, but there's some folks just right. I have a son like that. He's always right. I ain't going to tell you which one. You probably figured out. He's always right. He knows everything. Some people are tactless. Sometimes they express themselves in a somewhat offensive and inconsiderate way. Know anybody like that? Now, you need to understand that unless there's an evil motive behind it, that's just who they are. They're frank. They'll just tell you. Now, what God's Spirit has to do is work to help them rein it in, but it's still in the system. It'll never go away. They want to just say it. Some people are fussy. They're insistent over petty detail, petty matters or details, calling for great attention to trivial details. Some people notice the little things, and they won't mind telling you the little things. And you could get offended by that. Folks, understand, those people are very gifted at doing things. They're gifted at building things. They're gifted at things. And so their tendency, because of that, may be a little fussy over details. I've had people come and say, what is that? What you put something back there? What'd you put that back there for? They just noticed everything. It's okay. You know what I did? I moved it. Some people are critical. They're constantly evaluating, making judgments, frequently thinking or expressing negative reactions. Remember in the Peanuts cartoon, the one that always had the cloud over him? Some people bring the cloud with them everywhere they go. Now, don't get upset with me now. But it's true. And before you get all and been out of shape and say they're so unchristian, they're just so sorry, just need to understand that they have gifts that you don't have, and they tend that way. That's okay. It's okay. Mumbles, I love this. You don't understand this. We'll talk quietly under the breath when pushed, does not bother to speak clearly. But you know why? Because when they're pushed, they don't want to do it, but they don't want to say it. I love my grandfather. My grandfather, Mr. Tomash, my father-in-law, excuse me. He was very meticulous that he made sure he measured out every money that he gave to every one of us children and every one of the grandchildren, and he didn't do a dime over who he didn't do for everybody. He was very fair. That was him. He'd come down here, and I know he'd have in his pocket $100. All right, let's go out and eat. We'd go out to eat, spend $100. 2 or 3 days later, somebody said, let's go out to eat again. My father-in-law was quiet. Didn't say a word. You want to go out and eat? You know why? He didn't spend his $100. He ain't going to spend it again, because that would be unfair. Some people have emotions and different reactions to different situations. That's just the way it is. Some people are unpredictable. They may be ecstatic one moment and damn the next, or willing to help but then disappear, or promise to come but forget to show up. Now, I know somebody like that. That's okay. You know what I did when I left here? I left my Bible. Did the funeral Monday at the Presbyterian Church. I left my Bible there. So I went over to the house and got it, or got my car and was going to drive over there. And I took my keys and I put them in my mouth. And I was walking out the door going, what did I do with my keys? I can't believe this. Where are my keys? Oh, they're in my mouth. Now you say, that's just crazy, preacher. That's me. I can easily forget. Angered easily. One who has a childlike flash in the pan temper that expresses itself in tantrum style and is over and forgotten almost instantly. Some people can go like a flash in the pan. Whoa, fire, whoa. And they're over it. Said their piece and they're good to go. Now, y'all don't shrink too much. Some people are inconsistent, erratic, contradictory with actions and emotions, not based on logic. Some people are pessimistic. While hoping for the best, this person generally sees the downside of a situation first. They see the glass as half empty. Man, that glass half full. No, it is not. It's half empty. Matter of fact, there ain't nothing in it anyway. They just come pessimistic. They see the negative. Well, preacher, they ought to straighten up. You know what's going to happen if you don't know, hey, man, you need to perk up and be positive. You know what they're going to do? Okay, I'll be positive. And they're going home. I need to be more positive. But their nature fights against it. It really does fight against it. Some people have a negative attitude. One whose attitude is seldom positive is often able to see only the downside of a situation. Oh, I got to tell you. I had a life insurance policy, and I didn't know where I filed it. And we looked and we looked and we looked for that. You know where I filed it? Under death insurance. I didn't think of it as life insurance. Man, this is my death insurance. One time we were looking for something. Deanne couldn't find it. You know where she found it? Under goals. I'd filed it under goals to take care of it later and forgot I did that. Some people are depressed, a person who feels down much of the time. Now, I'm not talking about a physical problem or somebody. There are some people who tend to be depressed. And you could come along and say, what's your problem? Straighten up. Be happy in Jesus. And that might be good. But if you don't understand people, it is like they're wired emotionally a certain way, and they have to fight to keep it up. If you don't understand that, you might not be able to understand people and get along with them. I shouldn't say that. My roommate, sometimes I'd get a little gloomy in seminary. Sometimes I'd say, you know, the sky's falling. It's all over. It's the end of the world. At the end of the first year, he said, you know what I finally figured out about you? Cut in half everything you say. Because you don't mean it. You know, when I get a little gloomy and sad, you know what Deanne does inside? She don't do it outwardly, but you know what she does inside? She laughs. Entertaining to her. Because you know what happened? 2 days later, I'll be back to myself. Up and down sometimes. Depressed. Blank. A person who shows little facial expression or emotion. I know you don't know anybody like that, but there are some. They're unemotional. Hey, man, isn't it great? Yeah. Boy, I'm so excited in Jesus. How about you? I am too. Some are fearful. They express feelings of deep concern, apprehension, or anxiousness. Some folks are plain, and I don't mean plain looking. They just have a middle-of-the-road personality without highs or lows and showing little, if any, emotion. They're there. They're never high. They're never low. They're just calm all the time. And they get entertained by people who are up and down with the wind. Some people are worriers. They consistently feel uncertain, troubled, or anxious. Well, believe the scripture and claim God's promises. Yeah, that's true. But if you don't understand the makeup of people, they generally do struggle with that because they're fearful. Because they see the negative. They think more than other people do. When my wife lays down at night, we lay down there, you know what happens? She's asleep in 30 seconds. You know what my mind is doing? Racing. I got sermons like crazy. Man, this is good. And I'll get up and my mind is racing. If something's worrisome that day, you know what my mind would be? Racing around. She's over there, sound asleep. Some people do things differently in the way they work. Some people are undisciplined, a person whose lack of order permeates almost every area of their lives. Some are haphazard. They have no consistent way of doing things. You can go to someone's office and it's piled high. Where's that form 240? There it is. That's just the way they are. Some are disorganized. They lack of ability to ever get life in order. Some people are just messy. They live in a state of disorder, unable to find things. Well, let's pray for them, Lord. Let's pray for them, preacher. Let's lay hands on them. I tell you, that laying hands ain't going to do nothing for them. And you know why? They'll come over here and do that. Oh, I got something over here to do this. Oh, I'm putting over this over here. I'm over this over here. I'm doing this over here. Guess what? It's laid everywhere. They have to see it. If you put it in a drawer, forget it. They'll never remember it. But they have to see it. Some people are just messy. Some people are scatterbrained. Lacks the power of concentration or attention, flighty. Let me tell you something. You watch children. Why are they that way? They have a short attention span. That's all it is. They hear. Hey, man, over here. Nothing unusual about it. They just are that way. They're scatterbrained. Some people are restless. They like constant new activity because it is not fun to do the same things all the time. Do you know that when Henry Ford started the new system of building cars and everybody did the same thing over and over and over and building cars, do you know some that drove them crazy? Because that's all they did every day. Same thing, same thing, same. Something, I can't do that. I got to change. I got to try something different. Some people are changeable. A short, childlike, short attention span that needs a lot of change and variety to keep from getting bored. Some people are resistance. They strive, work against, or hesitate to accept any other way but their own. I know you don't know anybody like that. They'll do anything. It's my way. Some people are headstrong. They insist on having their own way. I'm going to close. I gave these to show you. And I may just teach it more this summer. May not. I, for a long, long, long time, I majored in theater in college. And one of the things they taught us was in order to build a character, we had to go watch people. And I got in the habit. You might see me at the mall sometime. You know what I'm doing? I'll be sitting in the chair, and I'm watching people. It is the most entertaining, fascinating thing to see people do things. I've been studying it a long time. People are different. And sometimes when a person gets angry, or sometimes when a person forgets, or sometimes when a person talks, and sometimes when a person doesn't listen, or sometimes when a person just says, all right, that's the way we're going. There's no evil behind it. It's just their makeup. And you have to understand that and give them grace. And what everyone needs to learn, I've been with me for a long, long time, and I know me. I know which way I tend. I know which way I'm leaning. So I have to prayerfully grab myself and come over here and say, and pull myself back to what is right. If I don't, I'll tend that way. If you don't understand people and appreciate them, people get all upset and offended by people when you don't learn to appreciate. Did you know husbands and wives usually marry the opposite? They don't marry the same person. Who wants to marry you? I don't want to marry me. I've been with me so long. I don't want to marry me. Marry somebody opposite. And then sometimes those opposite votes drive you crazy. But that's okay. You have to learn. You have to learn. If you want to understand people, learn to appreciate who they are. And if you see something, don't react. Some people have hurt my feelings. Some people are just framed to poof. Oh, well, thank you for that. Or go home. You know what I did, though? I got over it because I knew what the person was. They didn't mean nothing mean. One time somebody drove up to my yard, won't tell you, years ago, drove up to the yard. First thing they said was, preacher, you need to trim your hedges. They look terrible. My goodness, you got weeds everywhere. Huh? I never would have said that to somebody. You know who this person was? Just frank, straightforward. And they're right. I did need to trim hedges. I don't know how, nobody ever said I need to trim my hedges, you know. And then in their nice, gracious way, well, let's go trim them. I think they need trimming now. I never know when they do. Once you understand people, you make allowances. Now, there's a difference. I ain't going to tell you how. There's nobody in our church. But there's some people out there, I wouldn't trust them with a 10-foot pole. They could do the same thing you do. I'll give you grace, but I'll watch out for them. Because I know their heart's not right. Something's wrong here. My sons have told me over the years, said, well, Daddy, you know, somebody said something to me, hurt my feelings, somebody said that. And I'll always say to them, well, did they really mean that? No, they just, you know how they are. They just love to tell you what they think. I said, well, get over it. They don't mean anything evil by it. Just move on. Don't worry about it. Yeah, but it makes it hard to relate to them. I said, let me tell you something. People determine how close you can be to them. I don't determine that. you have someone who's always criticizing you, always tearing you down, always beating you up, always saying how sorry you are, and always blah, 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 blah. You know what's going to happen? People are going to back up and say, whoa, you know. And I'm not going to feel bad about it. I'll love them if I need to, but I ain't going to tell them none of my secrets, because they'll turn around and stab you in the back with them. Don't tell everybody everything you know. And don't tell everybody everything you're feeling, because some people will stab you. But many of you are human, and you're built a certain way. Let's give one another grace. Let's pray. Father, we love you tonight, and we thank you. Help us, Lord, to understand one another and be gracious to one another and appreciate one another. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.